producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor. Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost, those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. There's a lot of foods out there. Of course, getting into the holiday season, we talk about eating quite a bit, but there's a lot of foods that can trigger irritable bowel syndrome. Now, digestive-related issues, something we're seeing more and more frequently now than ever. So Crohn's, irritable bowel, colitis, those kind of things. Even just some basics with just gas and bloating and indigestion can be enough of a challenge within itself. But there's specific foods that will actually aggravate our digestive tract and make these types of symptoms worse. So although you'll want to work with your physician, dietitian, that sort of thing, to determine specific foods, because there's testing that can be done. Okay, you can do actual specific testing that can check and see exactly what these levels are and what foods actually affect the body and which ones don't. So, but here's some basics, okay? Just in a general rule of thumb, if you deal with these kind of conditions, here's some basics you need to be aware of. Number one, fatty foods. Now, I know that sounds like it's such a generic term. It's kind of an 80s term. I don't really like it. But it's a good general sense, because fat-based foods are not bad for us. But when they say fatty foods, they're kind of referring to the old school saturated fats, trans fats, French fries and fried chicken and that sort of thing. Okay, so those are the bad kind of fats. The good fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, different oils like coconut oil and olive oil, eating olives, those are monounsaturated fats. And then your omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. Those are the good fats. Those are, if you're going to call those fatty foods, which they are, those are good fatty foods. And having those in your diet can actually reduce a lot of the inflammation that could be in the digestive tract and actually make things better, not worse. But some of the traditional fatty foods that we're concerned about, those are the ones that need to be avoided tremendously, kind of the greasy foods, if you can kind of get that in your mind. Another big trigger is alcohol and caffeine. So alcohol and caffeine, both of them are increase the risk for painful and inconvenient IBS-type symptoms that can be just enough to motivate you to stay away. Because some people with IBS find that they are able to tolerate wine but not beer. The reason is because wine, obviously, coming from more along the lines of a neutral fruit like grapes, but beer coming from grains. And then you've got the whole aspect of gluten and the flour-based component to it, so that can be a challenge. So as far as really the caffeine goes, you may have to give up really a little, so much of the coffee. You can go into the lower amounts of caffeine if you want to have a little bit in the teas. Teas are actually very healing to the digestive tract, so that's a better way to go. Now, another one is a little acronym that they use, and it's called FODMAP, F-O-D-M-A-P. Okay, so it's fermentable oligosaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. And some foods contain the FODMAP ingredients include dairy products, which have lactose, honey, high fructose corn syrup, apples, watermelon, several other fruits and vegetables, which contain high levels of fructose, and rye, wheat, peaches, watermelon, legumes, onions, and garlic, which contain a lot of the fructans, and pears and cauliflower, mushrooms, and a lot of those sugar-free gums and candies, which contain a lot of the polyols. So a study was published recently in the Gastroenterology Journal, and it was recent, in about 2010. So it was reported, though, this was interesting, on the benefit of avoiding foods in that little acronym FODMAP, for people with IBS. Since then, researchers and clinicians have delved further into the possibilities of this and said a lot of the patients that they did studies on had great results on the FODMAP diet. He said, however, they pointed out that you're not necessarily going to avoid these foods forever, so instead use an elimination diet approach where you don't consume any of the FODMAP foods for 2 weeks. Then you gradually add them back into your diet to see which ones might trigger some of these symptoms. Now, gluten is another one. So gluten-free foods are an exploding market. It's huge right now. And there are a lot of reports that gluten-free diets can help those with IBS, even if they don't have celiac disease. And that is promising. They supported that by the fact that foods like wheat and rye are on the FODMAP food list. So some gluten-containing items found in many foods include wheat, barley, and rye. And there are other people out there who are sensitive to various foods. But they said it could be related to the fact these foods are highly fermentable. And it could be related to the fact that foods contain proteins that irritate the digestive tract. Well, that protein is gluten. So it is what it is. So the reality is, when you get down to a place where you're looking to really change everything in the digestive tract and get it functioning at a better level, then that's when you want to start looking at avoiding these foods. Now, anytime you work with someone on their diet plan or getting into a better eating style, you always want to eliminate foods first that are some of the most disruptive to the body as a whole. And once you eliminate those, like they're saying here, you can add those back in. Now, some other words, too, that are really important. Here's some tips that can always help if you deal with IBS or any kind of digestive-related issue. You want to consider working with someone. Target in your foods, whether it's a physician, dietitian, a nutrition expert, whoever, lifestyle coach, whatever you want to call it. But have someone that really that knows their stuff, and they can walk with you through this. You want to drink plenty of water. Half your body weight in ounces of water makes a huge difference in the overall digestive system. You want to avoid hot and cold foods. Foods at extreme temperatures appear to increase risk of typical symptoms, and eat smaller meals throughout the day instead of larger meals. So smaller portions, smaller meals throughout the day, say 5 to 6 even meals, sometimes even 7 people do well on, rather than 3 bigger meals that take a little bit more work on the digestive system. So a couple of things to think about, but you can move past it in many ways. You just have to have a good game plan and figure out what's causing your body to have this happen. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to teamlifestyle.com. If you're struggling with your health, we've got team members there that can help you. Our providers, healthcare professionals around the country to help you really go to that next level with your health and with your life. Let's go to Diane on the phones. Hi, Diane.
I would like to ask about, I have a kidney infection and bladder infection and UTI. And what's the best way to really get rid of that? I'm on an antibiotic.
Okay, so with UTI, one of the keys that we're looking at is, of course, antibiotic therapy, like you're talking about, is important. But you can do things naturally as well. However, I'm a bigger fan of going after it from more of the antibiotic traditional approach because the urinary tract infections, they're time sensitive. So if you don't get to them quickly enough, they can damage the ureters going up and they can eventually get up into the kidneys and damage the kidneys. So you have to be very, very careful with those. Now, ionic silver is really good. You can look at that. Health food stores carry it. It functions as a natural antibiotic. Now, there's different theories behind that. Traditional medicine would never go with that, but that's on the alternative side. And you can really get some good research on that if you check and look at some of the journals overseas, say in Britain and New Zealand and some of those. However, you don't want to use that in place of. If you have recurring infections, then you want to focus on building your immune system up on a regular basis. And that there's a lot of great ways to do that through food, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. And building a game plan. But I would tackle it first with what your doctor has you doing and then build the other later.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. and from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
America's Health Coach here to tell you about the miraculous recovery of one man's death sentence in 1749. 160 spas were set up throughout Switzerland, Austria, and Germany to dispense this life-giving elixir called Fresh Raw Whey. The renowned benefits of the Whey Cure, they called it, brought emperors, princes, and aristocrats from all around Europe to be healed of their ailments or simply to improve their health. Fresh Liquid Whey has a track record of helping people with liver insufficiency, indigestion, bloating, arthritis, gout, high cholesterol, and even high blood pressure. Now you can obtain the power of Fresh Raw Whey in One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first in that it brings you specially processed whey to preserve the proteins in their correct non-denatured shapes. Combine this with Tesla-like energy enhancements, and you have an amazing protein power food that may dramatically improve the quality of your life. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Call now, 888-283-7272. 7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get help the online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to oncallradio.com. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, your health's your greatest wealth. So our choices that we make every single day, they matter. We've got Jim in Vermont that wants to know. He said, just had some blood work done. Looks like I have high cholesterol levels. I don't eat a lot of fatty foods. So I'm a little stumped as to what could be causing this. What do you think? Well, you're going to get different opinions, okay? Now, hardcore science will tell us that there are genetic factors, and there are some genetics with cholesterol, okay? There is. I mean, we've got pretty strong evidence on that. But also, it comes down to our lifestyle choices. I mean, really, our eating habits matter. And also, your liver function matters, too. A lot of people leave that out because we always think and tie in how cholesterol directly affects the heart, right? We start thinking about heart attack, clogged arteries when we think cholesterol. But see, the reality is that cholesterol is made in the liver. The liver produces it. It comes out as LDL cholesterol, goes in the bloodstream and goes wherever it needs to go, makes hormones, and there's a lot of other processes that it does in the body. So then once it's finished with that, then we have the HDL, right? You've heard about the HDL, the good cholesterol, as we call it. It's all good, but there's a moment where the LDL can build up and be not so good for us. But the HDL is kind of like a big vacuum cleaner. It comes in, and once the LDL's done its job, it makes sure that the LDL gets out of there, right? It gives it a nice little exit out of the body. Well, if you don't have enough HDL, but you have a ton of LDL, guess what? That's when you start getting the backup and the clogging and the issues that we see. So that's the concern. You have that long enough, and that can create issues. But when you start factoring in exercise, and you start factoring in a heart-healthy diet, as they call it, with good monounsaturated fats, omega-3, 6s, and 9s, you trim down the carbohydrates, the sugars, and the processed carbohydrates, you cut that down, then you can really start seeing a great difference in how well the body functions. That's what we want to focus on, and that's what we have to focus on. That's where you get the greatest results. And so with cholesterol, that's why when you use supplementation, which I'm not opposed to, like red yeast rice and milk thistle and a lot of the ones that are used, niacin, that are used quite often, they have good results, and people do well with them. But at the same time, it's more dietary than anything, and it's definitely more dietary, in my opinion, in research. Now, medical science will argue this. This is my opinion. More lifestyle related with cholesterol than just about anything else. I even think more than genetics. So it's one of the top lifestyle challenges. And also, remember that if your cholesterol, this is outside of a cardiac event. So if you haven't had any cardiac event, your doctor's going to tell you that it needs to be, you know, under 200, and that's pretty much the gold standard. But don't be concerned if it is up close to that and they're just kind of keeping an eye on it, that your total number is under 200, and you know, get caught up on the numbers. Because when your HDL is high, say 75, and your LDL is right around the kind of the cutoff point around 100, you know, still those are good numbers. Because remember, hormones need cholesterol to function. So there has to be kind of that break point, and really a good healthy number can produce healthy hormones, vitality, energy, all that sort of thing. But you do have to be careful. When it starts cranking up there, that's where you have to be a little bit cautious with that. But so the biggest issue, exercise is the key, we know for a fact. But your eating habits, the right kind of foods, are going to be really important. And you can look at some of the natural ways of supporting cholesterol with some of the supplementation, and they can be helpful. But again, you want to focus on your basics first, and then add the supplements in as an adjunct or as an addition to. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, go to oncallradio.com. Let's go to the phones, talk with Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
What causes body pain? Complete head to toe. Rheumatologist can't figure it out. And I don't know if it has to do with eating habits or my age. I am elderly. I'm 78, but don't have a very bad case of arthritis. I have arthritis in my neck, so I don't know. I don't know what to do about it.
Hmm. Yeah, here's the thing. If you just have generalized body pain, a lot of times it's low serotonin levels, but it can also be a fatty acid deficiency. There's several things that can cause it. I'll tell you kind of a third option. So serotonin is number one. And again, it's not so much that you're depressed. Low serotonin typically means depression in a lot of ways, but it could just be a deficiency in serotonin as a whole. So if you kind of get down, have the blues, but body aches are a big, big root of low serotonin, always. So your body aches are a big one there. And then the other one that you have to look at, too, is you have to look at specifically, because if you're not breaking proteins down well on a regular basis, let's say you have acid reflux, okay, or indigestion or heartburn. If you have that on an ongoing basis and it never gets treated, then the body's not breaking proteins down. What can cause that, or the outburst of that, can be that you increase inflammation throughout the body that can lead, because if you're not breaking your proteins down, you're going to create excess histamine. Excess histamine is almost like allergies in a way. So it can cause a lot of those issues to flare up. And so you want to make sure, using either proteolytic enzymes, bromelain, which is found in pineapple, those substances, arnica, which is a homeopathic, those all combined together will help break down proteins. The better your body digests and processes your food, the better it's going to function. The less inflammation you're going to deal with internally in the digestive tract, and typically the less inflammation that you'll deal with throughout the body. So those are theories for sure, but they seem to work very well. And in the alternative world, they've been known to be extremely helpful. Now, in the medical world, we know for a fact, like with fibromyalgia and arthritis and all that, when there are body pains that are unexplained, that when you bring serotonin levels up, that it begins to resolve a lot of that. And that's why docs will put people that deal with excessive body pain on SSRI meds, which is like Prozac or some of the antidepressants. So it's not that someone's depressed so much, but they have low serotonin. And then your fatty acids, again, a diet is key. It's your foundation. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web at oncallradio.com. Our food of the hour, one of my favorites that I love to talk about. Eat this on a regular basis myself. One of my favorites. I think it's really touted as a superfood. It's one of those that if you're not eating it, you want to consider it. Now, I know some people don't like it. I know that maybe you just don't like the whole category of foods, but it matters with the type of benefits that it gives the body. And if you're vegetarian, you're not going to, you know, probably don't do this. I get it. But again, I'm a big fan. Really, the research behind it, pretty amazing, and the quality of it does matter. But our foods either bring health to the body or they'll take health out of our body, right? So the choices really comes down to what we want to do every single day. You know, we have to make better choices. That's the key. Talking to a physician today, having lunch with him, and they're just going over these exact topics, talking about obesity and the epidemic that it is today and how it's growing leaps and bounds. But it's here. And it's here in a major way. But I really think we can beat the battle many times. And the more educated we get, the more we can teach, and the more we can empower others, the more we can win. Salmon is what I'm talking about. It's really earned the reputation as one of the best. It's got the highest omega-3 fatty acid content. And, of course, with all the different fish out there, this is really the one that tops the list. because of the high omega-3s. Now, omega-3s are great in so many ways. They're great for our brain function, skin, hair, nails, hormones, our immune systems. I mean, the list goes on and on for what the omega-3s do. Lowers inflammation in the body throughout the body in a great way. It's broken up into two components, EPA, DHA, two different forms. And, of course, the DHA is super high concentrated. It's what our body needs. It needs both of them, but the DHA is powerful. And typically in the U.S. diet, the average ratio is pretty lopsided. And people get more omega-6 than they get the omega-3s. And, you know, the alpha, if you've ever heard of alpha-linolenic acid, flax seeds, that's the kind of a fatty acid you'll get in walnuts and flax seeds. Now, it's a really good fatty acid. It's omega-3, very high in omega-3, but it takes about a two-step process for it to turn in the body. So once it goes into the body, gets processed, it only about 15% of what you consume actually gets into an omega-3 fat. So salmon, however, which is where we get salmon oil and a lot of the others, it turns immediately, for the most part, into the omega-3s and can be usable at that form. So again, 4 to 6 ounces a day, great benefits. And, of course, wild-caught over the farm-raised because of the mercury content. That's something we always have to be concerned with fish. But the fish that's rich in omega-3s, we know now, like salmon, is help to lower heart disease, cardiovascular issues, including heart attack, stroke, arrhythmias, blood pressure, triglycerides. And most of the benefits, however, start to show in research studies. And, of course, 2 to 3 times a week, they say on average. But I'm a big fan of eating it every single day. That's just me personally. But improved mood and cognition, this is what we know about omega-3s that we're seeing more and more. That is just amazing. So many researchers, they say now, the most important fat found in the human brain is the DHA. So remember, it's broken up into two components with the salmon into DHA and EPA. Well, the DHA is the most important fat found in the human brain, and the salmon is loaded with it. And the intake of omega-3s in this actually has shown resistance in cognitive decline in older persons, and some studies have shown an association between overall IQ and omega-3 intake. So decreased risk of hostility and mood disorders in teenagers has been another part of the study. So it's pretty interesting, especially in the area of fish intake. DHA and brain function is the recent discovery of the protectins. The protectins are special compounds made from DHA, and preliminary research studies have shown them to have a potentially important role in anti-inflammatory regulatory molecules. So it's interesting how this whole piece is coming around. Now, on the anti-inflammatory mark, with joint issues, any kind of arthritis, anything like that, lowers inflammation. So the EPA from the fish oil or fish can be converted into the body into 3 types of closely related compounds that work to prevent unwanted inflammation. So one of the compounds are series 3 prostaglandins. The second are called thromboxanes. And the third is just recently discovered. It's called resolvins, and all 3 of these omega-3 derivatives are able to help unwanted and excessive inflammation in the body that helps remove those. So what's especially interesting about salmon is that it combines these anti-inflammatory benefits that are related to omega-3 content with anti-inflammatory benefits that are related not to fat but to protein. So the recent studies demonstrate the presence of small bioactive protein molecules called bioactive peptides in salmon. They have a support for joint cartilage as well as other types of tissue. So these actually not only can reduce inflammation, but can help build the connective tissues within the body. And I think that is, I mean, when you start looking at the benefits, it'll blow your mind. It really will. It's amazing at what these foods can do, and we don't put them in our body hardly ever. I mean, a tablespoon of cod liver oil or salmon oil every day can bring so much to our overall health. And, I mean, it's very simple. So if you don't want to eat the fish, take a tablespoon of the oil every day. It's about how much you would get in a good 6 to 8 ounce serving. Now, the eye benefits are pretty amazing. We've known that for quite some time. But omega-3 intake and consumption of omega-3 fish has been associated with decreased risk of macular degeneration and chronic dry eye. In the case of macular degeneration, a chronic eye problem, which is, you know, the material in the retina, the back of the eyeball, begins to deteriorate, causes loss of vision. But two fish servings a week in the amount that's been shown to significantly decrease the risk. And, of course, chronic dry eye, which is a somewhat higher amount of omega-3 fish intake, about four servings a week, was the minimum amount needed to really help reducing the symptoms. And if you've ever talked to anyone that has chronic dry eye, it's a big deal. A lot of people struggle with that. And some can be related to autoimmune, but many have to do with these deficiencies. And that's why so much of what we deal with has to do with nutritional deficiencies in the body. You find what those are, and you can build a great game plan for someone. Now, decreased cancer risk is interesting along the way. So several types of cancer, colorectal cancer, prostate, and breast cancer are the biggest ones that we know with the omega-3 fats. But the strongest findings for the decreased cancer risk follow regular intake of omega-3 fish from a lot of the blood cell or lymph cell-related cancers, including leukemia, multiple myeloma, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma are all ones to be looked at. And a lot of benefits related to protein and amino acid content, too. So the omega-3 benefits of salmon are not the food's only claim to unique health support, but intriguing new areas are looked at as well. The calcitonin is formed in the body, and there's a process which takes place in the thyroid gland. And we know the calcitonin is a key hormone for helping regulate and stabilize the balance of collagen and minerals in bone and surrounding tissue. Well, this can help with that as well. The other key that is really interesting, too, is the benefits of selenium. So another nutrient in salmon that we see outside of omega-3s is loaded with selenium. And it's one of the top minerals that we don't get in our food supply that much, but yet it's critical for building the immune system function, like with glutathione, and benefits from building our overall system as well. So it's incredible what we see in a lot of these foods, but yet we don't use them on a regular basis. So, in other words, salmon obviously is a superfood. I'm a big fan. Eat it all the time, but really I encourage people, if you're not going to do meat, if you're only going to do limited fish, maybe some eggs for your protein sources, stick with salmon. It's one of the absolute best. The only time it's a challenge is if you deal with anxiety. If you deal with a lot of anxiety, and to the point where you're taking medications for it, salmon can actually affect GABA levels in a negative way, and you just would want to switch to some other type of fish in that regard. Because of what it does to GABA levels, you have to be really, really careful. So if you're taking any kind of medications on those lines, you want to steer clear. Okay? 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. Website. If you haven't checked it out, you need to. And go there. It's great. You can get a whole system set up for you to figure out where your new lifestyle habits need to be, customized just for you to be able to win so you're not stuck and keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I always say that if you keep doing that, it's like throwing paint against the wall hoping something sticks. That's really what it comes down to. Nathan in Boulder, Colorado. I love Boulder. What a great area. So I'm ready to start on a routine, but I need some low-impact exercises to get started with because I haven't been exercising. Okay. I would, in that regard, there is a lot of the great gyms now are doing more functional fitness, and it's more body weight exercises. It's a huge trend, but people are getting amazing results. And with the whole CrossFit craze that's gone on, there are some new gyms popping up, and they're really more of a true fitness and wellness and lifestyle center to where you can go and you get in group class and you push each other and you go through some really tough workouts, but it can create some massive lifestyle change and also you can get your body back where it needs to be, functioning at a higher level, getting in the metabolism to work at a better level. Really amazing. So I would look into some of those style more so than I would just going to a gym and pushing weights around. Typically people get greater results in that way. Plus, you've got the accountability of people showing up that you can meet up with and work out with in that group class setting. And people tend to work very, very well in a situation like that. All right? 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Or go to teamlifestyle.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack. and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours with my busy and demanding schedule. I'm finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. Feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. With us is Jeff Thurston. He's the founder of Master Supplements, a company that makes products like Theralac and True Fiber, and then also with one of my favorites, which is their Enzylase, which is their enzymes. And we're talking about digestive health. It's Thanksgiving time, of course. And so, Jeff, let's jump right back in. And we're talking about fiber, how important it is, enzymes, and what they do and their role in our overall digestive health. Of course, with Thanksgiving coming up, a lot of people eat the different types of foods maybe that aren't on the normal menu for their daily routine and tend to get a little bloated. And so digestive health is everything. We're talking about probiotics and their role and their importance, and you were kind of breaking some of that down. Why don't you continue that conversation about probiotics for me?
Well, probiotics have actually several functions. You know, immune health, they help your body, you know, maintain a, I like to call it a yellow alert, so that if you get a challenge from, whether it's a food or you get a challenge from some undesirable organism, your immune system is ready to go and ramped up. But probiotics help you with that. Further, they help you in absorption of the foods that you do eat that are efficiently broken down. And they help eliminate some of the undesirable organisms. Now, probiotics, there are many different kinds, many different names. And one of the things I like to talk about rotation in probiotics. In mm-hmm. that, for instance, we don't grow tomatoes in the same ground every year. We rotate our crops. Probiotics can and probably ought to be rotated in your system too. What you have to be aware of is the compatibility of the different organisms. For instance, at least on a petri dish. You know, this is not necessarily always true in the gut, but we know that lactobacillus, plantarum, and bifidobacteria, it's like putting two kids in a hot car on a long trip. You know, they'll get there alive, but it's not going to be the greatest of journeys. So the idea is why would you put them in the same capsule?
Right.
You know, so understanding, you know, that lactobacillus is just a general category. Acidophilus is a general species. There are many kinds of Acidophilus, and in fact, there are some that have a fuzzy exterior and some that have an exterior that's like a hot dog. The ability to colonize in the gut is dependent on whether or not it has a fuzzy exterior or a smooth exterior. The smooth one, obviously, you can imagine it's just going to go through like stuff through a goose.
Right.
But the fuzzy one has the ability to adhere to epithelial cells in the small intestine, which means that any undesirable organism doesn't have an opportunity to adhere there. So there's a lot of what we might call competitive exclusion. If I'm here, you can't be.
Yeah.
And so probiotics can help you in many regards in that way. Primary definition of a probiotic, though, is it produces lactic acid. And so, you know, that's one of the main things you look for. Lactic acid is just a very mild acid, and it's the same structure, but it has a very different function in the gut than it does when in an overtaxed muscle, for instance.
Okay.
In the gut, it's important to maintain a microclimate pH of around 4, which is, you know, is an undesirable pH for things like candida, for instance. Yeast doesn't like that kind of a pH. So They function in a lot of different ways, and different organisms function in different ways. So it's important you get a one that has a lot of research behind it and a lot of, you know, using, you know, good organisms. And they specify the organism by strain. So you've got Lactobacillus, which is the genus. The species would be Acidophilus. The strain would be LA1 or BDS or NCFM. There's a lot of different names for different, or just strains for different, you know, Acidophilus.
And
so,
you
know, it's a little more complicated than just taking Acidophilus.
It is, and that's what I wanted to say. I've been using probiotics for a long time, recommending them to my patients, listeners, and with Theralac, which I've been using now for many years, that the amazing part about it is I notice a difference in the quality, and I always say quality does matter. So the way a product is made, the way it's harvested, the way it's produced, really does matter, because you can have dead probiotics and live organisms. Is that not right?
Oh, yeah. We recommend refrigeration. You know, in an unopened bottle of, say, Theralac, we know that we have a fairly good length of time that it's going to be remain viable unopened at room temperature. But it's going to last longer and have maintain a higher potency if it's refrigerated. So, you know, if you find one in the store and it's not refrigerated, you know, it has a greater risk of losing some of the efficacy. For instance, let's just say with Theralac, we guarantee our count at expiration, and we put in overage to make sure that we still have that same amount when at the expiration date, which is 2 years after we made it.
Wow.
So let's just say, and we published third-party lab tests online,
Jeff,
to show you what it was when it was made.
We've got about 30 seconds left here, so just I wanted to wrap up with you. Say that last point for us with the quality.
We guarantee our counts at expiration. Some companies guarantee their counts at the date they made it. So if I told you I put a billion organisms in the day I made it, in 2 weeks, the number can be different.
Yeah.
But we're telling you at expiration we're guaranteeing 30 billion. Let's just say we made it at 50. You kept it at room temperature. It dropped down to 32. It's still above guarantee, but it would have been better had it been kept at refrigeration with stayed at 50.
We're talking to Jeff Thurston. Jeff, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and company. We enjoy having you here on the show so much. And that's what he's talking about, probiotics, digestive enzymes, and fiber, putting that together as a great digestive triad for you. One of the best products that I've used. I use it every single day, and I'll be using it on Thanksgiving Day as usual. Thanks so much, Jeff.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding the medical.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire, and in 1 month, I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.